Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Now, I know our last episode was a couple months ago, and we apologize, but we have been taking on a new family business, and we have just been really busy and trying to balance out our spiritual, our family life, and our business. And it's been a little difficult, but we promise we are back on track and going to continue to share with you daily episodes of Come Follow Me. Episode 60, He is Risen.
To many observers, the death of Jesus of Nazareth may have seemed like an ironic end to a remarkable life. Wasn't this the man who raised Lazarus from the dead? Hadn't he withstood the murderous threats from the Pharisees time after time? He had demonstrated power to heal blindness, leprosy, and palsy. The very winds and the seas obeyed him. And yet here he was, hanging from a cross, declaring, "It is finished." There may have been some sincere surprise in the mocking words. He saved others, himself he cannot save. But we know that Jesus' death was not the end of the story. We know that the silence of the tomb was temporary and that Christ's saving work was just beginning. He is found today not among the dead, but among the living. His teachings would not be silenced, for his loyal disciples would preach the gospel in all nations, trusting his promise that he would be with them always, even unto the end of the world.
In Matthew 28, it records a meeting of Jesus and his disciples in Galilee after the resurrection. At this time, the Savior said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He spoke these words as a resurrected, glorified being. The Doctrine and Covenants helps us understand that Jesus Christ did not possess all power when he was born into mortality, but that he received it later. This power included power over life and death, power to be resurrected, power to exalt, power to execute judgment, power to destroy Satan, and power to rule in the heavens.
Matthew 28:8, "And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word." The disciples of Jesus Christ must have felt great sorrow at his death, but the news of his resurrection brought them great joy. Elder Joseph B. Worthland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught that the Savior's resurrection reassures us that there will be an end to the dark times in our lives. I think of how dark that Friday was when Christ was lifted up on the cross. I think that all of the days since the beginning of this world's history, that Friday was the darkest. But the doom of that day did not endure. The despair did not linger because on Sunday, the resurrected Lord burst the bonds of death. He ascended from the grave and appeared gloriously triumphant as the Savior of all mankind. Each of us will have our own Fridays, those days when the universe itself seems shattered and the shards of our world lie littered about us in pieces. We all will experience those broken times when it seems we can never be put together again. We will all have our Fridays. But I testify to you in the name of the One who conquered death, Sunday will come. In the darkness of our sorrow, Sunday will come. No matter our desperation, no matter our grief, Sunday will come. In this life or the next, Sunday will come. I testify to you that the resurrection is not a fable. We have the personal testimonies of those who saw him. Thousands in the old and new worlds witnessed the risen Savior. Because of our beloved Redeemer, we can lift up our voices, even in the midst of our darkest Fridays, and proclaim, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?"
Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught that our gratitude for the resurrection can affect how we perceive the negative experiences of life. The gift of immortality to all mankind through the reality of the resurrection is so powerful a promise that our rejoicing in these great and generous gifts should drown out any sorrow, assuage any grief, conquer any mood, dissolve any despair, and tame any tragedy. That's awesome. Tame any tragedy. The gift of immortality, the resurrection. That's a powerful promise. And that should be able to help us. I love that phrase, drown out any sorrow.
Now discuss with your family how the joy of the resurrection has brought peace into your life.
And that's Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less.